What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 10 Minute Misconduct Podcast. First and foremost, I have a typed out apology for things that I said last week. I just want to go over that before we get into anything. Okay? So if you could just give me some time here.
Yeah, take all the time you need.
All right. I want to apologize for something I said last week. I misgendered someone, and that was a mistake. I referred to this person as a man, but I was wrong. The person Caitlyn Jenner killed was a woman. I said the retired men's 1976 decathlon Olympic gold medalist killed a guy, which is false. The thrice-divorced Caitlyn, who has fathered six kids, was responsible for the death of a woman named Kim Howe. Shout out Kim Howe's family. We know they listen. I'm responsible for my actions and should have done a better research before such a controversial statement. Again, Caitlyn Jenner, months before her transition, killed a woman, not a guy. Sorry.
Bruce murdered. Caitlyn not murdered.
She was still referred to as Caitlyn at the time.
The only person so I think Caitlyn you might killed need... was Bruce. So, which,
just wanted to clear
by the way,
there.
Just found out, no offense to Kim Howe, Howe family, I know you're listening, but just found out it was an Asian, so now I'm kind of thinking they might have been at fault.
Wow. Hashtag stop Asian hate.
Not typically the best drivers. Am I going to have to go horn this?
You might.
I think so. That's going to be my only contribution this week because your boy didn't watch much hockey at all, even though playoffs started and I really wanted to watch hockey and I did not.
Yeah, kid's got a job.
Well, way to make me feel bad.
What?
I don't know.
Ooh, you got a job now.
Yeah.
You work later.
Yeah.
Just this is right. What it is.
This week, I'll be catching up.
I'm just saying you missed a
hockey.
Lot of good hockey.
I did miss a lot
I
of
mean,
good hockey.
I mean, 4-1 goal games, three of them go to overtime.
And like every game has, according to you and Zach, it has basically won up its predecessor.
Yeah, and the one to cap it off was Florida-Tampa Bay, which we were both excited. That was our most anticipated matchup of the first round.
Absolutely.
And that was by far the most entertaining game. But they were all just super entertaining. Like Washington, Boston.
Yeah, I knew it was Buffalo.
Yeah, yes. I knew it was going to be good when I saw Ovi body Nicholas Backstrom and then David Krejci.
Yeah.
Ovi completely misses a hit behind Boston's net, takes out Backstrom.
Yeah.
Completely levels him.
And I wish I fucking saw it.
And he turns around. Puck's still in the zone, demolishes Krejci. Right there, I mean, you love playoff Ovi.
Yeah, I said to you, I love playoff Ovi. I wish I saw it. He's just a different breed. I like the playoff Capitals in general.
Yeah.
And
people are probably pretty butthurt that Tom Wilson was the one that scored the first goal of the playoffs.
Yeah, for the whole fucking league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed a plethora of good games this week. But no, I'm going to make up for it. We're going to talk more in depth on that. That's the only thing we really can talk about. But I know you didn't do your useless stats, but I did.
Okay.
And there's not many. It's going to be very quick. There's only 4 first goals and only 6 shutouts.
Counting from, like, the end of the season
and
the start of playoffs or no?
No, just regular season. Gotcha. I'm not doing playoffs.
Because
there's going to be a million first goals.
I just did it.
I'll do shutouts for playoffs because, you know, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But first goals. Parker Kelly, first of his career in his first game played, and then he scored again, and then I think he scored again. I think he's up to 3 now. Dylan Sakura. And, oh, boy. I'm coming against the Asians real hard in this one. Beautiful tree, though. Matthew Highmore and Jansen Harkins. Empty netter, go fuck yourself. And one of these guys. I think it might have been Highmore, actually. So, again, another example. He played, like, 40 games this year.
Yep.
But he just scored his first goal. And then the next game had a 2-goal game. So, like, in his last 2 games, he has
3 goals.
All 3 goals of the season. So, whatever. Good for him, I guess. Shutouts, we got 6 of them. I already said that.
You get nothing. You lose.
But Chris Drieger, 30 saves for the 4th of his career. Pekka Rinne, 30 saves for the 60th of his career. Connor Hellebuck, 24 saves for the 24th of his career. Marc-Andre Fleury, 19 saves.
Does count.
For the 67th of his career. The only reason it does count in my book is because he finally passes Patrick Roy. He was tied with him for a while throughout this season, but he finally passes him there. Philip Grubauer, 18 saves.
Does count.
For the 18th of his career. And Ville Husso, 31 saves for the first of his career.
And I'll throw this out there. Cam Talbot, 42 saves against the Vegas Golden Knights last night.
Good day, sir.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's big.
The thing I don't like, though, is that everyone was sucking Fleury's dick for some of the saves that he made.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what it's like to be a goalie. Maybe we can ask Zach about this. But a lot of the flashier saves, like the, you know, crazy saves, it just means you're out of position.
Oh, absolutely.
And it just means you were bad at the beginning of the play, and then you made up for it with athleticism.
Exactly, and Zach would agree. There was a kid he used to play with, not naming names, Al Rogers, and he would he wasn't a bad goalie. He was a good goalie. They were both good, but Zach never really made flashy saves. He just stopped the puck.
Yeah.
This kid was, like, always out of position, and then, like, every time he made a glove save, he's, like, doing a fucking windmill with the arm and, like, looking at his glove and shit.
Yep.
And every once in a while, especially when you're, like, 13 and you're doing it, you drop the puck and there's a mishap there.
Or you whiff.
Stop trying to be flashy, you know? And he'd always do this fucking chicken head thing, like, whenever he made a big save. Whatever, fuck that kid. He also has a lisp, and it's really bad. He used to call Christian.
Oh.
And speaking of Christian, I want to get this out of the way at the top, too, because he called me one night.
Or like
this
10
week.
Minutes in.
Sorry. Well, Christian, I know you're listening. At least I hope so. He called me one night this week. He's hanging out with Zach and Rachel. Wasn't invited, but it is what it is.
Wow.
And he ironically called me to bitch about still not having been invited on the podcast, which, hey, I wasn't invited at the shindig bonfire you're having at your house, but whatever. Makes me feel bad. He was saying that he feels like we don't love or appreciate him. And he asked me, he was like, is it because of you or because of Cody? And I said, neither. We love you. And I said, I told you we'll have you on in the off season when we need to fill an episode. Like, it'd be great to have you
on. Yeah, he knows we have like 12
like,
listeners,
it's
right?
Playoffs. He doesn't care. And he's one of those 12. But I was like, we'll have you on in the offseason. He's like, why can't I be on in playoff? And I was like, because I want to make it more about you. We could have a good time. We could goof around. We got stuff to talk about for playoffs. He said, is this because I never went to one of Cody's band shows? And I said, probably not.
It was like 8 years ago, yeah, asshole.
I was like, I don't think he cares.
No.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
So, Christian,
dude, he
we're,
come
we're
on
gonna
whenever.
Have you
I don't
on.
Give, I don't care if he comes on during playoffs.
He could,
all matter.
Right, fine. He could come. You hear that, Christian?
Open
you
invite.
You can come on during playoffs.
We record Monday nights, anywhere from 5 to 7. Come on through. You know where the kid lives, where we record.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, I still got to figure out a whole 3-mic thing, so maybe not whenever.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But anyway, going back to the goalie thing. Everyone was like all over the saves Marc-Andre Fleury made.
Yeah.
No one was really talking about a 42-save shutout in the playoffs and a 1-0 win by
Cam Talbot, of all people.
Now, that I don't think that guy's making that like flashy saves and stuff. So I think like,
I don't think he has a playoff win under his belt.
If you have over 40 saves and a shutout and no one's talking about it,
especially
it means you did everything right.
Yeah.
And like so like you I mean you should get some praise for that.
Especially just, with Vegas, too. Everyone always sucks that team's dick as a whole. Never mind just Fleury.
Yeah.
So, I feel like for a while, Minnesota has, like, caught some heat and shit. And, like, I don't think anyone really, maybe this year with the realignment and this and that. But I don't think anyone really expected them to be, like, a playoff team or a playoff contender until this season. Kaprizov definitely helped with that. But I wouldn't have told you that Talbot would have been a part of it.
Oh, no. Dude, so. We were shitting on them for their goalie tandem before the season even started.
Yeah, real bad.
Yeah. Surprised me.
But good for him.
Yeah, good for Cam Talbot. What was the other game? Pittsburgh and Islanders.
Yeah.
Former Devil, Kyle Palmieri, just shitting on Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Love to see it. He had 2 goals that game. I think he opened the scoring for the Islanders, and then he had the overtime winner. And since you didn't watch hockey, you didn't see everyone jump over the boards to celebrate. Casey Zizekas almost ate shit, which was kind of funny. He fell over the boards. And then old as fuck Leo Komarov waited for everyone to jump over the boards and then just walked through the door.
Well, that's always funny to see.
Yeah. Like, just the old guy. Who's playing on the top line, by the way, with Travis Zajac as a healthy scratch. Which is kind of weird, but...
Yeah, definitely weird.
It is what it is.
I'm not going to question Barry Trotz in playoffs.
No, not at all. Especially, I mean, if he's getting W's. I don't care if people say Islanders are boring to watch. A win's a win. They used to say about the Devils in the 90s and early 2000s. Yeah. Boring team, reinvented the trap play, whatever. Win's a win. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yep.
Yeah, without you watching hockey, it's kind of hard to talk about everything, but...
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, it's
just
all right.
Tell me shit, and I'll try to form an opinion on
it. Let's jump to Cuck of the Week right now.
Okay.
Because it kind of ties into the next game.
I'm a cuck, fuck my lover, fuck my sister, fuck my mother, fuck my country, fuck my race, then finish on my face, and then hell...
Like everything else this week, I didn't do my homework. I came here with nothing, just prepared to talk about games, and then you didn't
watch
any.
Came here with more than me.
But Cuck of the Week, it's got to go to George Parros.
Gotta.
And the NHL's Department of Player Safety. Because, I mean, he's been in the running for a couple weeks.
Yep.
I mean, runner-up twice.
And I said before we hit record, so yeah, two-time runner-up, but I said to you, like, last week, I gained respect for him. I thought it was funny as shit, like the whole thing with the Rangers. But like when there keeps being like these weird inconsistencies
And there was a prime example of that in the same game, the same kind of play, Sam Bennett takes a run at Coleman.
Yeah.
You know, gets a boarding penalty, I think. Charge, whatever. They could put anything on it they really want. He gets suspended for that. And then McDonough does it to Duclair, injures Duclair. I mean, he comes back later in the game, but he's on the ice rolling around in pain. He only gets a 2-minute penalty, not even a hearing about it.
Yeah.
But it's the same kind of play.
Yeah.
It's a cross-check or a charge in the back right next to the boards. Both guys face planted, got hit in the numbers. One guy gets suspended. One guy doesn't even get a fucking phone call.
Yeah.
Cuck of the Week's got to be George Parros and
George
the Department
Parros.
Of Player Safety.
George Parros. He's got a great mustache. But he's a cuck.
He's a cuck this week.
At least this week, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, you missed a hell of a game last night.
Yeah, I missed a hell of a game every night.
You should just put it on your phone and walk around the fucking store.
I don't think I could do that.
Well, you know, whatever. I guess I just got to watch more hockey then for the nights that you can't watch. I have to come extra prepared.
No, I'll be good. I'll be good.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do my due diligence. I can't even say that word.
Diligence?
But due diligence? Yeah, due diligence.
There you go. You got it.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. It took a couple tries, but
yeah. Also last night, Kucherov in his first game since last year's Stanley Cup Finals, two goals and the assist on the game winner.
Can we talk about this, cuz it's been a hot topic? So we knew heading into the season, but now everyone's talking about it again, and especially if Tampa has a good run, people are just going to shit all over it. But how do you feel about the whole Kucherov situation?
What Kucherov? What situation?
He's on LTIR, and then playoffs start, and he's magically, like, perfect.
Well, the whole...
Nothing to do with them just, like... staying out of cap trouble for the season that didn't really matter, and then just saving them for playoffs. That's what
people
are saying.
If you're gonna look at it from that way, 1,000 IQ move, you're just mad your team didn't do it.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah. It's no 1,000 IQ move, but so there's people that are taking it to an extreme that are saying they need to be punished by the league. They didn't do anything against the rules.
No,
they found a loophole.
Well, plus Kucherov had surgery right after the finals.
Yeah.
He needed time to recover. We all knew he wasn't going to play this season. The recovery time for a surgery was months. Like, we all kind of knew that it was going to be a long shot.
I think we all knew he wasn't going to play most of the season.
Well, it was a long shot. And if he's not ready to go by the deadline, then 100% do what they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because then for them to have gotten under cap, they would have had to have moved guys. It's dumb. So for people that don't understand like what I'm talking about, basically the cap doesn't matter in playoffs.
No.
So playoffs start. He's back in. He's healthy. He's ready to go.
But like, it's not like Tampa Bay is the only team that's ever done this.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Plus, Stamkos got injured during the season, but again, it was just also weird. It was like the day before playoffs. They're like, oh, he's perfect.
It's just one of those things, like, I don't think a team is purposely going to, like, keep star players out of their lineup just on the off chance that they're going to have, like, the same record without them to get a better seed for home advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Like, it could have been a big gamble to make. Like, it's Kucherov we're talking about. Not like, if it was, like, a great second liner that still helps your team out, you didn't want to lose, like, makes more sense. With Kucherov, yeah, no. Like, choosing to miss out on him for a whole year definitely is kind of hard to wrap your
head
around.
They're not going to do that.
No, I know. I'm not saying his injury and his surgery had nothing to do with it. I'm just saying they definitely waited to avoid cap issues.
But, I mean, even if they did, it's part of the, like, you know, like you said, there's a loophole in the rules. Like, it is what it is. You know,
people are hot and bothered about it.
That's because those people have nothing else to do.
I think it's smart. It's just, it's tough.
No.
Just admit what you did. If it's not against the rules, just say that's what you did.
It's a gray area. If they expose it, good for them. Like, I don't even care if they admit it or not. Like, this is the first time I'm actually hearing about it. Because, I mean, I heard the commentators talk about it last night during the game, where they said Kucherov's making, like, you know, his first appearance since the last Cup Stanley Cup Finals. He was on LTIR. His cap comes off the books. It gave Tampa Bay more wiggle room. And then once the playoffs start, cap's out the window. They can start everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't honestly even think that Tampa Bay was, like, kind of sneaky about it. I just thought it was what it was. Like, by the time the trade deadline was, like, coming around, they were like, all right, Kucherov's season is just a lost cause at this point anyway. Like, why even try to get him back? And we want him 100% for playoffs.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I'm saying there is definitely an overlap where, like, they made a decision to do it to avoid cap issues. That's my opinion.
Yeah, good for
them.
Which
I don't mind. You know, good for them. But, like,
and if they weren't my cup contender, maybe I might have a fucking...
Never know when to shut up. But, like, I feel like if I'm the one making that call... Who's their new GM?
I forget.
Whatever. If I'm their GM, I'm like, this is what I did. Fucking genius. Piping myself up. Maybe I'm an asshole. But, like, own it. If that's what you did, own it. Maybe they didn't. But if it's not against the rules, don't, like, be shy about it.
Yeah, I'm not in the front office. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But it is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
And, Well, didn't Kyle Dubas do something like that to re-sign Mitch Marner in the offseason? Like, they had somebody put on LTIR that gave him more cap room to give Marner a bigger extension?
I don't fucking remember. That contract,
it was some, like, ingenious move that he did or whatever the fuck, and, like, people were praising it because it's fucking Toronto and they're going to suck his dick about. But because it's Tampa Bay... Now it, like, using the cap and the loopholes is a fucking issue. Go fuck yourself. Like, I don't know. But you know what? Now I hope that's what he did. Now that I just thought about the fucking Marner thing, I hope he did it, and I hope he does come out and fucking brag about it.
Oh, I hope that's what they did too, because, like I said, it's genius if they did. But, like, I think the main reason I want to know is because I just want to know if that's what they did. Like, I'm just genuinely, I can't speak at all, genuinely curious. But I don't know. It's like, how many licks does it take to get the center of Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
Yeah. It's like the Wuhan Weezer fucking leaked out of a lab on purpose or not. Like, are we feeling chopsick because fucking it was on purpose? What's going on?
Name of this episode's about to be Stop Asian Hate.
Yeah. No, I was just talking to Ashley about that today, though. Like,
shout out to Jason Robertson.
I was talking to her today about that, where, like,
the Wuhan Weezer?
Yeah. I mean, if it, like, I don't understand why that's, like, bad. Like, if It came from China. Let's just make jokes. Like, if it came from the U.S., I'd call it, like, the United States of America or fucking Amerikoff. Like,
Amerikoff, yeah.
Like, I would do that. I would laugh my balls off at that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not making fun of fucking China.
And, like, or, like, the people from there. It's not their fault. I feel bad. And anyone that actually is being shitty towards, like, someone that's Chinese, especially if they're a citizen here.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're just a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting political now, but...
No, but
I don't understand
saying,
the big deal, because I would laugh if it came from here and people came up with fucking
shit for us. They all come from China. Bird flu, swine flu, they all came from China. And again, that's not a bad thing to say. That's a fact. Like... That's not me saying something shitty. It's a full-blown fact that this is where these things came from.
I can't speak on the swine flu. I don't know 100%.
It's good or bad. Oh, it came from China.
Okay.
Yeah.
You seem pretty fucking confident.
Yeah, it did. No, it did.
All right. So, yeah, name of the episode's fucking Stop Asian Hate, I guess.
Absolutely.
Another thing I don't understand. So, the Devils came out today, and they're the first NHL team to release their own NFT.
All right.
Now, I understand what NFT stands for, like the non-fungible token.
Which, by the way, fungible is an awful fucking word.
Yeah. If you buy NFTs, I think you're a fucking asshole. I don't get it. Okay, like
I was going to use a word, but we've used enough for this episode. So
you're cunt. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's why would you want to buy something that isn't tangible that you can't use? Like, who gives a fuck?
I mean, I know. So it might end up being a big thing. Like, everyone.
Yeah, maybe I just don't understand.
Everyone
but,
joked about, like, Bitcoin and shit when that first started. And, like, now it's, like, a legit thing. I still don't understand it. And I still think it's kind of dumb. But it's a legit thing. Like, I can't hate on it. I have to give it the validity. It has validity, is what I'm trying to say. Now, but when it first started, like, now I feel like the NFT thing, it's like, I feel like people are doing it to be like funny or like they think it's,
I don't know. Like,
I can't think of the word.
Maybe because I just don't get it. I don't agree with it. But to me, it's just like, what are you buying? You're buying a file that's only yours.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if you have that or not.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's essentially like fucking... I don't know, buying like a fucking Pokemon card now. Like, but that's at least tangible where you can hold it. It's like, I don't give a fuck if you have that or not. I don't care how valuable it is.
The only thing I'll say about the whole tangible argument where I agree with the people with the NFTs and shit, and then now they are doing like cards and collectibles like as NFTs and all this shit. People that collect cards, like the tangible part of it, they never take it out of the package. They never like touch it with their actual hands and shit anyway. And if you do, like it depreciates in value. So like with these, it's impossible. I don't know if that makes it better or worse. It's better for the collector because like, you know, like this is the only one. It's fucking, there's no like condition thing because it can't get worn down. But it's also worse because that's what makes like the tangible collectible things more rare is the fact that it's hard to find ones that are closer to perfect. And like, so I don't know.
I mean, this,
I didn't think we were getting this balls
rails,
deep into NFTs, but
I just,
we
I
both
saw,
think they're dumb.
Yeah. I just saw the
what
Devils.
Was,
did
what was
it.
The Devils NFT?
I don't know. Some fucking logo, obviously some
just
shit.
Logo?
I don't know. Yeah. It, I don't know. It, like some silver logo.
That's
I think.
Dumb.
I'll
tell you what though.
I don't know.
I might figure out how to like start making NFTs. Cause if I could cash in on people being stupid, I'll do it.
100%.
Yeah.
Like if I can make money off NFTs, good, but I still think you're a fucking idiot if you buy them.
Oh, yeah. Like I think people are just buying them cause they think it's fucking, like I said, funny or like interesting.
Now if like, okay, so say like a fucking famous person or whatever, like makes NFTs.
Yeah.
Right. And there's like a collectible, like a one of one that if you like bid on it and you get it, like you also get like a code or whatever, and you get like a lunch with them for a fucking afternoon. Then I can see that, but you're paying for an experience at that point to me.
Yeah.
Like I've heard of like some people like, you know, fucking Gary V.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
That dude, like, he did his own line of NFTs. So, like, there's, like, 50 of one, 100 of another, 25 of another. And if you bid on him and, that, like, you get, like, passes to, like, his VCon, like, convention thing he wants to do. And then you get, like, 15-minute meeting or you get, like, a face-to-face or you get, like, a Zoom call. Right. Like,
yeah, but at least you get something that. Out of it. Yeah. But also, who wants that?
I don't know.
Not me.
I don't know.
But no, it's fucking dumb. It, like, if you're buying a digital image that only you have, how often are you looking at this fucking thing?
Dude, it's like...
And what's the point?
It's like a fucking millionaire having a painting in his house in a room he never goes in.
No. We're way off the topic of hockey. I don't even care anymore.
No.
But, so I recommended this show to you, but you don't have HBO, but you would love it. So I'm recommending it to anyone out there that does have HBO. It's called How To with, I want to say Tom Wilson, but
no,
it's not Tom Wilson. It's something Wilson. Whatever. Close enough. How To with some guy, something Wilson.
Yep.
And it's like a mockumentary kind of thing. He documents everyday things. So it's every episode's a how-to.
Right.
One of them is like how to fucking cover your furniture with plastic. So it's like stupid shit like that. Then he explains it, but like in the voiceover makes like subtle jokes about it. It's hard to explain, but it's fucking hysterical. In the how to cover your furniture thing, he's talking about what psychologically makes people want to like protect the condition of things knowing that they're going to enjoy it less. So like it lasts longer, whatever, but you enjoy it less. So in the episode, they talk about art collectors and there's people that will buy like original Van Gogh paintings or whatever for millions of dollars. Don't want to ruin the value of it. So they'll put it in a storage unit and then commission an artist to make a replica of the painting and hang that in their house. But they actually own the real one. So, hey, just pay commission for the replica to begin with and don't spend $7 million on the actual one.
But is that like a 1,000 IQ move? Like,
no,
in case you ever
it's fucking dumb.
No, but like in case you ever go bankrupt or you lose all your money, like you have a fucking nest egg, I guess, to sell this painting again.
Yeah, I guess.
Can you do that with NFTs? You can't resell them though, right?
You can resell
them.
Oh,
you can?
But like, because you can verify that it's the original and the only one.
Gotcha.
But I think it's fucking dumb because, like, you have it hanging in your house. The reason these people do this is as a status thing. You know, they have a dinner party. They're like, hey, look at this fucking Van Gogh we own. Actually, that's a replica. The real one's in a storage unit. You're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking
dumb.
I don't
like any of that.
You're fucking dumb.
No. But, yeah, we got off topic hard.
So, yeah, the Devils made an NFT, hockey.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go now.
No. I couldn't tell you. Ashley's here, by the way. Live studio audience once again.
Yeah.
Woo!
Shout out, Ash.
She could fucking... I mean, I joked about it before, but she watched more hockey than I did this week, so...
Like, yeah, but she's a Lightning homer, so, like, there won't be anything but Lightning talk.
Oh, I want to hear her say the goalie's name.
Oh, yeah. Can you talk into the mic and say the goalie's name for the Lightning, please?
Vasilevsky, but I can't say it. It's Vasilevsky. Yeah?
Close enough. Close enough.
She always adds an extra K.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
That's better than what you told me she said.
Yeah, what did you say?
I don't remember, but, you know, you, like, with hockey names, she'll see the first letter.
And then guess the rest.
And then some other letters in the name. So you get the pronunciation of the first letter, and then whatever the fuck comes out of her mouth. Yeah, I mean, they're Russians and shit. You can't make it
easier.
No,
I agree with her. And I still don't know why he has an I and a Y at the end.
I don't like it.
Pick one of them.
There's also E's in there.
Yeah.
Change it. Just so...
More K's, less I's. You did throw an extra K in. What, Vasilevsky?
Yeah,
is that what you said?
That's how she says it.
Vasilevsky.
Yeah.
All right.
It's close.
Yeah. In the word, we're rolling with the hockey thing.
Yeah.
In the words of Don Cherry, close enough.
There you go.
Because he fucks up player names all the time, especially Russians. And then he goes, close enough.
Yeah. I think he's gotten more wrong than right.
Oh, absolutely.
But he's an old racist, so...
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He got fired, and now no one talks about him anymore.
Yeah, and fuck that guy.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do, once in a blue moon, YouTube, just do Don Cherry mispronouncing names.
Oh, yeah. Just 14-minute fucking videos.
There's a thread of like 50 15-minute videos of him not even coming close to some of them.
Yeah, that's how she pronounces new names that she sees on jerseys.
Yep.
Yeah, her and fucking Alpha Tango do it.
Well, Alpha Tango, I feel like she partially does it like as a joke, or she like doesn't really care. I think Alpha Tango thinks he got it.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Like he thinks he nailed it. Ashley's like, I did fine. Like, you know what I mean, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Don Cherry's just an old senile piece of shit, and he like hates European players.
Yeah.
So he just doesn't care. Your dad's like, I nailed that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Moving on. That guy, I got that one. Yeah. Okay. Next. Yeah. Do you want to do playoff picks?
Oh, yeah. Let's go for it.
I did these. Technically, I did these right before we started recording, but I went with what I remembered I had before playoffs even started. So,
yeah.
Who do you have for the Boston Washington series?
Washington.
In,
I'm going to say Washington in 6.
Oh, yeah? I got Washington in 5.
Okay.
Because fuck Boston. I don't even want to see him win more than one.
I think it might push 7. And I think the series is a toss up, but I want Washington in 6.
Same. Oh, well, I want him in 5. Pittsburgh Islanders.
Islanders in 5.
Oh, see, now I have Islanders in 6. Pittsburgh's going to get a little pushback.
Okay.
If fucking Jari plays better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw
a great fucking meme. Oh, I wish I sent it to you guys. It was a picture of Jerry. And it's a picture of him, and it was like, hey, Jerry, Yari, Jari, why does your glove suck so bad? And then it was like Scooby-Doo, and they pulled his mask off, and then it was Matt Murray. It's fucking great.
Oh, that's good. I got Carolina in 5 over Nashville.
I have Carolina in 5 over Nashville.
Tampa Bay in 6 over Florida. Now, I know you're a big Florida guy. They got a soft spot.
Florida in 7 over Tampa.
See, I was torn. I thought it might go 7. I went 6. Who do you have? Colorado, St. Louis. Like, I have to ask.
Colorado.
You have them sweeping?
I put in 5.
Me too.
But, I'll stick within 5.
Okay, so we're the same on that one. Let's see. Vegas versus Minnesota.
I have Vegas in 6.
That's what I got. Although I want Minnesota to win.
I want Minnesota to win as well.
100%.
No surprise there.
No.
But Vegas in 6.
I want to see Minnesota sweep.
Yeah.
Edmonton, Winnipeg. I think we're going to be different here.
Okay. I have Winnipeg in 5.
Oh, I got Winnipeg in 6.
Okay.
I thought you were going to pick Edmonton for sure.
No.
They don't have the goaltending, I don't think. They got to outscore a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I'm kind of hurt that you thought I would have Edmonton.
I don't know.
They got the firepower up front, but on the back end, not the greatest. I mean, they definitely showed improvements on D this year. Goaltending, horrible. I think goaltending is, I'm a big goalie guy, period, but especially in playoffs.
Yeah, I should have just known.
Hellebuck and just the style of play of Winnipeg.
I like it.
They always struggle in playoffs, but I think they could beat Edmonton at least.
Me too. And Toronto versus Montreal.
This one's tough. I picked Toronto, but I think the whole hockey world besides Ontario would love to see them get knocked out of the first round again. But I have Toronto in 6.
This is my only sweep. I got Toronto sweep in Montreal.
Okay.
Just to prove how overrated Carey Price is.
He is overrated, but also, I don't fucking know. Toronto, just, they're choke artists.
Yeah, but so is Carey Price.
Yeah, I guess.
Dude hasn't fucking won anything but a Vezina 7 years ago. Fuck. Yeah, I didn't have any games going to seven. That was my bold prediction going into the first round this year. No games going to seven. I do think there will be at least one series, but for now, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, no, I think there might be a couple in seven, to be honest. But yeah, I think I just want Panthers Lightning in seven. Like, I just really want to see that.
Yeah.
But it'd be great. And I don't actually have that much faith in Florida, but I want to see it happen.
Honestly, yeah, I would love to see that go seven, but Tampa Bay was my cup winner going into the season. Yep. I said they were going to repeat, so I got to go Tampa.
And yeah, going into the season, I said Colorado.
Yes.
My East teams, I told you before we started recording, I'm pulling for Washington and Florida. I'm not sure who. We'll see what happens, but there's also a good chance they both get knocked out in the first round. So
yeah, I honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing anybody from the Central but Nashville like win the Stanley Cup. Like, I would love to see Carolina win. Tampa Bay, I picked to win, which would be cool. And then Florida would also be kind of cool to see them win.
Yeah.
Other than that, I just don't want Boston, Pittsburgh, or Vegas anywhere near the finals, and I'm good.
But also, even though I like Florida, if they win the Cup, I'd be a little upset just because I love shitting on the Florida Panthers for the fact that they named their mascot after the Stanley Cup and never won one.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
So if they won one, then I wouldn't be able to do that anymore. I mean, I could still make fun of the fact that they did it 20 years before they won one, but still.
Yeah. What's your question?
About the Rats.
Oh, yeah. I gave her the rundown on the Rats last night, and she thought they were pretty fucking stupid. But
it is stupid, but...
What was it, 96?
It's the only time that it proves they have fans, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah. So what was it, the story? Like, 96, they were in the playoff run. There's a rat in the locker room somebody killed.
Yeah.
Got a hat trick. Somebody got a hat trick. Was it the same guy who killed the rat?
I don't know.
But somebody got a hat trick. They called it the rat trick.
Yeah.
And then since then, people throw fucking dead rats on, or like rubber rats on the ice.
Yeah. They tried to do like a thing. Like, and it's just, well, does she know about Detroit?
With the octopus? I told her about that last night, so and now Detroit, it's their fucking mascot.
Octopus, and it's their mascot. And then Nashville, they do catfish, like giant catfish.
Yeah.
But like, live octopus and live catfish are not live, but like real.
They're
dead.
Yeah.
But like real octopus and real catfish.
No one's throwing a live fucking catfish on the ice.
The skill it takes to like smuggle that in and like how funny it is to throw it on the ice and make some fucking girl in a skirt with a shovel pick it up. Like, that's fucking funny to me. If it's a rubber rat you got at Dollar Tree, it's not as funny.
I think it'd be funny if like security had constant tabs on like people coming in, and like once you check bags, like the first person to have the dead octopus, it's like, all right, we're only allowing one. Let everybody else know.
Yeah, it's like we already have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that would be funny to me. Yeah. Like the same thing with a fucking catfish. Instead of just like smuggling it in. Cause like who's to say like nine different people don't smuggle that shit in, and then there's dead shit everywhere.
There's been multiple catfish at the same game.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, like, the octopus thing. Like, and where the fuck do you get a dead octopus?
I don't fucking know. There's got to be
Detroit somewhere.
Or Wuhan, but that's about it.
There you go.
Yeah, there must be a Chinese market right by the old Joe.
Yes, but I don't think anything is as crazy as the time the Buffalo Bills fan threw a dildo out on the field into the end zone.
Yeah. I mean, that's funnier. I still think.
I think a dead animal in and throwing it on fucking
are funnier.
Yeah, but that's a good point. I'm done.
We were
supposed
too.
To talk about hockey, and then we went balls deep
we
in
kinda
fucking.
Did. Yeah, we did a little bit of hockey talk. Yeah. Like about half the episode was hockey. I don't even have to be saying this on the recording, but I'm gonna anyway just to fill more time. But Ash, if you haven't seen. Sometimes people, they, like, decorate the catfish. There's a dude that put, like, a little, like, Predators, like, cowboy hat on it. It was fucking cool.
Yeah. We can go watch a montage video of fucking people throwing dead sea creatures on open ice.
Oh, sorry to cut you off.
That's fine. Go ahead. Finish it out.
Yeah, I'm going to watch hockey this week.
Yeah.
And it's playoffs. I'm excited. I love playoff hockey. I love hockey in general, but I love playoff hockey.
But I just remember we didn't even go through, like, really the scores or who won. We just, like,
people know.
Glanced over and referenced.
People know.
All right.
People know. But, Jesus Christ, you killed all my, I barely had momentum in what I did have you killed.
Yep,
but
that's on
you
me.
Know what? You know who I wouldn't mind killing? Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards. Because fuck you.
Hashtag stop Asian hate.